The Czech Justice Ministry has placed online a list of currently serving judges and prosecutors who were members of the totalitarian Communist Party. The move was forced by the country's constitutional court, which recently ruled that judges' communist pasts could influence their reasoning today. Around 1,000 former Communist Party members among the Czech judiciary find themselves on the list, whose practical implications are yet to be explored. Jan Richter has the story.
The list suggests that out of the country's 3,000 or so current judges, more than 600 were at some point members of the totalitarian Communist Party of Czechoslovakia. This is also true of nearly 30% of the 1,300 or so state prosecutors. The higher you look within the Czech judicial hierarchy, the greater the number of ex-communists. For instance, all the top judges at Prague's High Court are former party members, along with several judges at the country's Supreme and Constitutional Courts. The ministry placed the list on its website in line with the November ruling by the Constitutional Court, which says that access to information on judges' communist past was in the public interest. The court said that ex-communists among the judges might have values different from those of a democratic state, which could influence their decision-making. Jiří Přibáň is a professor of law at Cardiff University in the UK. He says the purpose of the ruling is unclear.
Do we implicate here that the membership in the party is automatically associated with the risk of the lack of impartiality of those judges, or what do we mean to say by this? In fact, if you look at the decommunization process of the Czech Republic, it had one of the most thorough and complex policies in the former East Bloc countries. And if you look at the top judiciary, you would be surprised that some of the most important judges protecting constitutional democratic statehood had been party members.
Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil believes the move will bring no major changes to the functioning of the Czech judiciary. He said he expected only a few petitions might appear calling judges' impartiality into question. However, Jiří Přibáň says we can expect many cases where the concerned party will object to a particular judge in view of his or her communist past.
It can lead to many objections, or simply to the exclusion of judges who used to be party members from not just cases dealing with historical justice or dealing with our communist past, but from the most ordinary cases, and attorneys or solicitors can raise the objection of impartiality. So I think procedural implications can be pretty fundamental in the future.
The Justice Ministry has meanwhile had to apologize to several judges who appeared on the index, although they were never members of the Communist Party. Ministry officials also admit the list is not complete, as they sometimes had to rely, among other things, on judges' own honorary declarations.
Jan Richter reporting.